Nesechtas Nazir, Daf Chaf Aleph, 11 lines from the top of the Amid, and let's just review the Mishnah that we saw on Daf Chaf Aleph Beis, where the Mishnah stated, Misha Omar Reini Nazir, Reuven says, I want to be a Nazir, Visham Chaveri, and then his friends, Shimon and Levi, heard, Va'ama Bani Bani, and each of them said, and I as well, then the din is Kul Nazirim, that Reuven, Shimon and Levi are all going to be Nazirim. The Gemara started off with Machlekes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, and Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya both agreed that there's no question that when Shimon Levi and anyone in the future says the word Bani, it's going back onto Reuven's neder to be a Nazir, and they're saying that we also want to be a Nazir like Reuven, and therefore, as the Mishnah stated, Hutter Rishon Hutter Kulon, that if Reuven goes to Bezdin, and based on a Pesach or based on a Charata, the Bezdin actually was matter his Naziris, and as we know, when Bezdin is matter someone's neder, it's Oikir Lamafreya, and it's considered like he was never a Nazir, and therefore, since the only reason why Shimon and Levi are considered Nazirim is because they actually said Bani, but at this point, since Reuven is now Nazir, therefore Shimon and Levi are no longer Nazirim either. And the only machlekes between Reish Lakish and Yehuda Nasiya is, at least according to the Rush and according to Taisus, is as to how many people could say the Lashon Bani and it would still be Chal. Reish Lakish holds that the only people that could say Bani and it would be Chal is only B'Techri Diba. And since Reish Lakish holds that Techri Diba is only the amount of time that Talmud would say to his Rebbe, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, therefore, if three people say the Lashon Bani, that would actually work, and it would be considered they were matfis in the original Kabbalah Naziris of Reuven. However, if a fourth person says Bani, that's already after Kedei Diba, and this fourth person's Naziris would not be Chal, as he couldn't be matfis in Reuven's Kabbalah Naziris. And Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya argues on Reish Lakish, and although he agrees to Reish Lakish that the sheer four She'ilah Shalom is the amount of time it takes for Talmud to say Shalom Alecha Rabbi, however, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya is bothered that if that is true, then Leshafkis Revachal Talmida, that any Talmud that wants to say something, and meanwhile, his Rebbe is passing by and he has to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, he will not be able to say anything, and therefore we give him even a second after the person could say Shalom Alecha Rebbe. At that point, if he said Bani, that would work as well. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya holds that even if a fourth person would say the Lashon Bani, it would also be a valid Kabbalah Naziris. Keep in mind, the Lashon Bani is different than the Lashon Vahei, as if a person says Bani, he's saying, I want to be like Reuven. Therefore, if Reuven is a Nazir, then Shimon is a Nazir. However, if it turns out that Reuven was never a Nazir, therefore, Shimon's Naziris is not Chal either. However, in a case where Reuven was a Nazir and Shimon says a Hey, there's no requirement that Shimon should have to say the Lashon Hey B'Techri Diba of when Reuven said Harini Nazir, as in this case, Shimon is not saying, I want to be like you, and if you're a Nazir, I want to be a Nazir, and if you're not a Nazir, I don't want to be a Nazir. But over here, there was a Nazir Oibel Afanov and he said a Hey. Over here, it's considered as if he's saying, Harini Nazir, I want to be a Nazir, just like this person that is walking in front of me, and it's not relevant if that person at the end result loses his status of Naziris, as we look at the words of Shimon when he said Ahei, as if he said Harini Nazir, and of course if Shimon would say Harini Nazir can't be Chayzer, and therefore when he said Ahei, which we consider as if he said Harini Nazir, so he can't be Chayzer either. And even though up until this point, based on the machlekes between Reish Lakish and Yehuda Nasiya, it seemed clear that they learned the Mishnah that when Shimon and Levi say Vani, it's going back on the Diba of Reuven, and they're only being Mekabel the Naziris based on the Kabbalah of Reuven, and they're attaching themselves, and their Naziris is dependent on the Naziris of Reuven. However, at this point of the Gemara will now ask a question as to what the Pshat is in our Mishnah, and if this is really the actual Pshat in the Mishnah, and the Gemara will actually come out at the end result that this is not the Pshat in our Mishnah. And even though we saw Machlekes between Reish Lakish and Yehuda Nasiya, and it doesn't seem to be relevant at all at the end result, as Lefidah Maskanas HaGemara, it will come out that we learned the Mishnah differently. However, of course, it would be Negeah L'Maisa, as the Machlekes Reish Lakish and Yehuda Nasiya is Negeah as how to learn the concept of Techrei Diba. Do you say you only have the period of time of Kedei L'Shila Shalom Rav, and you only have the period of time when the Talmud would say Shalom Alecha Rabbi, or do you say that the Talmud has a little bit longer than that, and he has until a moment after that point, as Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya held? And our Gemara now begins, the Gemara had a Shaila, Chad B'Chavir Mitvis, is the Pshat in the Mishnah that when Reuven said Harini Nazir, and Shimon said Bani, and then Levi said Bani, that really Shimon is Matvis his Nedda in Reuven, and Levi is being Matvis his Nedda in Shimon, and the Pshat in the Mishnah is not like Reish Lakish taught us, Idilma Bekamen Mitvisi, or do we say that the Pshat in the Mishnah is exactly like Reish Lakish from Yehuda Nasiya explained, and when Reuven said Harini Nazir, and then Shimon said Vani, Shimon was being Matvis, and he was making his Naziris Tolui in Reuven's Naziris, and then when Levi said Vani, he was also being Matvis in the Naziris of Reuven, and he was saying that if Reuven's a Nazir, then I also will be a Nazir. And the Gemara asked, L'may Nafkamina, what will be Nafkamina? Latvusa Umezo, could this chain of Kabbalah's Naziris continue forever? Meaning, meaning that Reuven says Harini Nazir, then Shimon says Bani, and Levi says Bani, and Yehuda says Bani, and Yisachar says Bani, etc. Since each subsequent person's Naziris is not dependent on Reuven's Naziris, therefore it's not dependent on there being Mekabel their Naziris, B'teich Ridiba of Reuven's Kabal's Naziris. And as the Gemara continues, if you're going to say that each subsequent Kabal's Naziris is dependent on the previous Kabal's Naziris, so Shimon is dependent on Reuven, Levi is dependent on Shimon, Yehuda is dependent on Levi, etc. So then this chain could last forever, and matfasin va'azlan lo'ilam, as long as each subsequent person is mekabel their Naziris, and they say va'ani, b'teich Ridiba of the person beforehand, then of course, their Naziris would be chal, as they're basing their Naziris on the prior person, and the chain continues, and it's not based on Reuven's Naziris. However, v'i amr b'kamen matfase, if you're going to say that each subsequent Naziris is still dependent on Reuven's original Kabbal's Naziris, then tfei mechtei diba loy matfasin, and only the first three people, according to Reish Lakish, all the fear of Yehuda Nasiya, the first four people, could be mekabel their Naziris by saying vani, and be matfis based on Reuven's original acceptance of Naziris by Reuven saying Hareini Nazir. And the Gemara asks, my, what is the din? And the Gemara will now bring four different rayas, and the end result, the Gemara will say, Shema Mino, Chad Bechavri Matfis, Shema Mino, that when each subsequent person says the Lashon Vani, he's not going back on Reuven's original Naziris, they're going back on the prior person's Naziris, and each one is Mekabel their Naziris based on the prior person's Kabbalah, and therefore it has to be only B'teich Ridiba of that prior person, and does not have to be B'teich Ridiba of Reuven's Kabbalah's Naziris. And the Gemara's first raya will be from a Mishnah. Tashma, we learned in a Mishnah, Mishama Reini Nazir, Reuven said, I will be a Nazir, V'shama Chaveri, and then his friend Shimon and Levi heard, V'ama Vani Vani, and each one said, and I will also be like Reuven. And the Mishnah taught us that Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are each considered Nazirim, but V'sulei Midi, and the Mishnah doesn't continue and tell us that really you could say Vani 100 times, it just says it twice, and therefore it's Mashma, Shma Mina, B'kamahu Demetfasi, that when Shimon and Levi were being Matfis in the Naziris, they were being Matfis in Reuven's Naziris, and that's why only Shimon and Levi and Yehuda potentially, according to Reish Lakish, and possibly Yisachar, according to Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, could be Matfis in the Naziris of Reuven, as they were each Mekabel the Naziris, B'teich Ridiba of Reuven's Kabbalah when Reuven said Hareini Nazir, and it's not as if each subsequent person is saying Vani and is going back on the prior Kabbalah of the prior person that was Mekabel Naziris. And as the Gemara states, Isak Kedaita Chad Bechavri Mitfis, because if you're going to say that each one is Mekabel Naziris based on the prior person that was Mekabel Naziris, Listi Tuva Vani, then the Mishnah should say multiple times where they said Vani in order to bring out this Chiddush that as long as each individual person was Mekabel Naziris, B'teich Ridiba of the prior person that was Mekabel Naziris, then there could be no limit to the amount of people that are Mekabel Naziris based on each other's Naziris. And the Gemara answers that this is not a question because Tana Kiruchla Lichsha Belezel, do you think Atana has to be like a merchant that counts his merchandise and counts inventory and therefore has to count every single possible case? He only gives us the basic case, which is that as long as someone is Matfis Ben Naziris, it will work. And if Reuven is Mekabel Naziris and he says Hareini Nazir, and then Shimon says Vani, so it's as if Shimon was Mekabel Naziris based on Reuven's Naziris, and that's why it would work as long as it was a B'teich Ridiba. But in Chanami, once we know that din, then since it's going back on the prior person, so of course the din will be that if Levi subsequently says Vani and he's going back on Shimon's Naziris, then it would also work and it's considered he said that I want to be Mekabel Naziris just like Shimon did. And then if Yehuda does the same and he says Vani, then it was also considered that Yehuda's Mekabel Naziris based on Levi's Kabbalah's Naziris, and that will continue down the chain. And even if 100 people are Mekabel Naziris B'teich Ridiba of the prior person that said Vani, then that would be a valid Kabbalah's Naziris. And we would also know that if the first person that was Mekabel Naziris goes to a Chacham and is Matir then Neder and is no longer a Nazir, then it turns out that it breaks the entire chain, as at this point Shimon was only Matfis in Reuven's Naziris, so therefore Shimon is not a Nazir anymore because Reuven's not a Nazir, and since Shimon is not a Nazir any longer, therefore Levi will not be a Nazir, etc. down the line. And the Gemara asks, if this is true, V'listichad V'lishmin Kulum, and L'chayra, based on his teretz, so why did the Mishnah have to give a case where Reuven said Hareini Nazir, and then V'shama Chaver V'am Vani, and Shimon heard about Reuven's Kabbalah's Naziris and immediately said Vani, and afterwards V'shama Chaver V'am Vani, and then Levi heard and also said Vani? L'chayra, we could have just taught us this din based on there only being one step, and it could have been just that Shimon said Vani, and from there we'll see that Shimon is Matfis his Naziris in Reuven, and of course if someone else will be Matfis in Shimon, then of course that would be considered a valid Kabbalah's Naziris, and we would also be able to learn from there that if Huta Rishon then Huta Sheni, and if Huta Rishon and Huta Sheni then Huta Shlishi, and therefore there's no real reason to actually give a case where there were two people that said Vani. The Gemara answers that in the Chanami you're correct, that really we didn't have to give another another case. However, I did a Tani Hutter Rishon Hutter Kulan. Since in the Sefer we will say that if Reuven actually goes to Chacham and is matter his Naziris, then he breaks the entire chain of Naziris, and not only would Shimon's Naziris not be Chal, but Levi's Naziris would not either be Chal. And the Lashon of the Mishnah was Kulan, and the Mishnah continued and said Hutter Achrein. If the last person that made the Kabbalah's Naziris goes to Bezin and is matter their Naziris, HaAchrein Mutter, then only that person's Naziris would be Batal. However, the Kulan Asurin, the rest of the people would be Asur, and then Naziris would be a valid Naziris, and therefore the Sefer is certainly talking about a scenario where there were multiple people that were makabel Naziris on themselves, and therefore Mechlal Dekam Tzoy, by the fact that it said Lashon Kulon, so therefore it's Muchach, that we're talking about a case where there were at least three people. It was a Rishon, there was a Tzoy, and there was an Achrein. Since it's Muchach in the Sefer, we're giving an example where there were multiple people, Meshum Hachik Tani, Vani Vani, that's why in the Risha, we also spoke about a case where Shimon said Bani, and Levi also said Bani, and the Gemara will continue and try to bring a raya that mekam matvesin, when each person says vani, they are trying to make their naziris dependent on the original kabbalah's naziris of Reuven. And the Gemara states, Tashma, bring your raya from our Mishnah, Hota Rishon Hota Kulon. Mishnah stated that after Reuven said Hareini Nazir and Shimon and Levi both said vani, Reuven went to a chacham and it was matter his naziris. Certainly, when Bezdin is matter neder for someone, they are ikur, they are neder l'mafreya, and therefore it's as if Reuven was never a nazir at all. And therefore, the Mishnah taught us that if Reuven was Matan Nedah, then automatically Shimon and Levi's Kabbalah's Naziris are considered Batal as well. And it's Mashma Rishon Hu Desharu that the only time that you mevatal Shimon and Levi's Naziris is only when Reuven goes to Bezin as Matan his Naziris, and then automatically Shimon and Levi's Naziris would be Batal. But it's Mashma Ha Emsai Loi, if Shimon would go to Bezin and be Matan his own Naziris, then it would not have any effect on Levi's Kabbalah's Naziris. Therefore, Shma Minah Bekamen Matfesin, so it must be that we see from a Mishnah that when Levi was mekabel on himself Naziris and he said Vani, he was actually making his Naziris dependent on Reuven's Naziris and not dependent on Shimon's Naziris. And that's why when Reuven said, I'm not a Nazir, so of course Levi's Naziris is no longer valid because Levi said, I'm only going to be a Nazir if Reuven's a Nazir. However, if Shimon said, I'm not a Nazir, then Ein Chinami, at this point, Shimon's not a Nazir, but that has no effect on Levi, as Levi's Naziris was only dependent on Reuven's Kabbalah's Naziris, and Levi's Kabbalah's Naziris has no connection to Shimon's Kabbalah's Naziris. However, if we would learn that Chad B'Chavrin Matfis, that each subsequent person was Matfis then Naziris in the prior person, then actually when Shimon says, I don't want to be a Nazir any longer, and he's Matfis his Naziris, then the din should be that Levi's Naziris is no longer Chal, as when Levi said, Vani, he was actually going back on Shimon's Kabbalah's Naziris, and since at this point Shimon is no longer a Nazir, so really Levi shouldn't be a Nazir either. And since the Mashmois of the Mishnah is that if Shimon is Matfis his Nedar, that it does not have any effect on Levi's Naziris, and therefore it's Mashmo from a Mishnah that Shema Minah becoming Matfisin. And the Gemara answers, Lo Ilam Imel Chachad Bechavrin Matfis. That really I could tell you that each subsequent person that says Vani is making their Naziris dependent on the prior person and not being dependent on Reuven's Kabbalah's Naziris. And when Levi said Vani, he was actually saying that I want to be dependent on Shimon's Kabbalah's Naziris. And really, Ein Chinami, just like when Reuven goes to Bezin as Matir his own Naziris, then it's Mivatal, the Naziris of Shimon, as well as the Naziris of Levi, because Shimon's Naziris was Tully and Reuven, and now that Reuven's not a Nazir, so Shimon's no longer a Nazir, and now that Shimon's not a Nazir, and Levi made his Naziris Tully and Shimon's Naziris, so therefore Levi is no longer a Nazir either, because Shimon's not a Nazir. And Ein Chinami Lefizeh, if Shimon would go to Bezin and be Mata his Naziris, then Ein Chinami, although Reuven's Naziris would still be valid, but Levi's Naziris is no longer valid, as Levi was Matvis in Shimon's Naziris, and since Shimon is no longer a Nazir, therefore it trickles down to Levi, and Levi's Naziris was dependent on Shimon's Naziris, and since Shimon is no longer a Nazir, therefore Levi is no longer a Nazir either. And the only reason why a Mishnah said Hutta Rishon Hutta Kulon, not to be Madaik, that if Hutta Sheni, then it would not be Mata the rest of the people, but the reason was because Va'aydi Dabayi missed the Hutta Kulon, since our Mishnah wanted to give a case where when one person is Mata their own Naziris, then it's Mata every single person that changed Naziris. However, the Itana Emtsai, if we would give a case where Shimon was Mata his Naziris, then although it's true that anyone that was Makabal Naziris that was after Shimon, and therefore they're lower down the chain and after Shimon, then their Naziris would be Batal. However, this would not be a case where no one in the chain would be considered a Nazir, as Ikarishin Delay Mystery, as the first person in the chain, Reuven, who stated Hareini Nazir, would still be a Nazir, and Mishum Hachik Tani Rishon, and that's why the Mishnah specified that Reuven went to Bezin and was Matan Naziris, and in that case, no one in the chain would be a Nazir. Reuven, of course, would not be a Nazir, as he was Matan his Naziris. Shimon would not be a Nazir, because he said Vani, and he made his Naziris taller than Reuven's Naziris, and Levi would not be a Nazir because he made his Naziris Tully Gamliel and Shimon at this point is no longer a Nazir either, etc. And once again, we don't have a Raya from our Mishnah, and the Gemara continues, Tashma, I'll bring you another Raya. The Gemara will try to bring a Raya, the Chab B'Chavri Matfis, and when each subsequent person says Vani, they are trying to make their Naziris taller in the prior person, and they're not going back to Reuven's Kabbal's Naziris. And the Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring you a Raya again from our Mishnah, Hota Achrain, if the last person in the chain would go to Bezdin and be Matted and Neda, Ha'achrain Mutav V'Kul Nasurin, then the din is that the last person, of course, would no longer be a Nazir, however V'Kul Nasurin, but everyone else in the chain would still be Asa and would still be considered a Nazir. And the Mashmais of the Mishnah is that the only reason why we're going to say V'Kul Nasurin, that everyone else would be Asa, is only because the La'ika Achrina Basrei, that there is no one else that's after the person who went to Bezdin to be Matted and Neda, Avram Soy, the Ika Achrina Basrei, and the Mashmais is that let's say Shimon would have gone to Bezdin and would have been Mata his Naziris, then since there's someone beneath Shimon, as Levi also said Vani, so then not only would Shimon's Naziris be Batal, as he went to Bezdin, he was Mata his Naziris, and his Naziris was Batal and Mafreya, however, mystery, it would be Mashma that even Levi's Naziris would be Batal, based on the fact that Shimon's Naziris was Batal, since Shimon was Mata his Neda. Now, L'chira, if we hold Bekam and Matfesin, then when Shimon and Levi said Vani, we're each making the Naziris Toloi in Reuven's Naziris, then L'chira, the fact that Shimon was Mata his Naziris, and at this point, Shimon's Naziris is no longer Chal, it really should have no effect on Levi's Naziris, and since Levi's Naziris was dependent on Reuven's Kabbal's Naziris, and at this point, Reuven was not Mata his Naziris, and Reuven's Naziris is still in effect, therefore, Levi's Naziris should still be in effect, and by the fact that it's Mashma, that in the case where Shimon would go to Bezdin and be Mata his Naziris, that actually would be Mevatel, Levi's Naziris, and therefore, Shema Mino, Chad B'Chavri Matvis, must be that when each subsequent person says Vani, they're going back and being Mekabal Naziris based on the prior person's Kabbal Naziris, and Shimon was Tali on Reuven, Levi's Tali on Shimon, and therefore since Shimon went to Bezdin and was Mata his Naziris, so at this point Levi's Naziris is no longer valid because Levi said that I want to be dependent on Shimon's Naziris, and since Shimon's not a Nazir, and therefore at this point Levi's not going to be a Nazir either. The Gemara continues and states that this is not a valid Raya either because La'ilam Eimel Lecha B'Kam Mitfesin, really I can tell you that every person that said Bani is really making their Naziris Tali in Reuven's Naziris, and when our Mishnah stated Huta Achron HaAchron Muta V'Kul Nasurin My Achron Diktani, what does it mean when we mention that the last one in the chain of Naziris went to Bezin and was Matan and Neda? It doesn't mean the actual last person. It means I'm sorry. It means the one that's after the first person. And as long as someone's after the first person, they could also be called Achron. And in Chanami, the only time that we say that you break the complete chain is only if Reuven went to Bezin and was Matan and Neda. As since everyone's Nedarim were dependent on Reuven's Neda. So once Reuven's no longer a Nazir, so everyone else in the chain would also not be a Nazir, as Shimon also made his Naziris Tali in Reuven, and Levi made his Naziris Tali in Reuven, and Yehuda also made his Naziris Tali in Reuven. However, if anyone else that's beneath Reuven, who is considered the Achrain, would go to Bezdin and be Matan and Neda, although of course at this point they would not be a Nazir, however would have no effect on anyone that's beneath them in the chain, as of course the other people beneath them in the chain were not Matfis and did not make their Naziris Tali in that person, they were making the Naziris Tali and Reuven, and the only way that they can battle their Naziris is if they go to Bezdin and be Mata their own Naziris, or if Reuven specifically goes and is Mata his own Naziris, and then of course the entire chain breaks apart. And the Gemara is bothered that L'chari, the Lashon Achron generally means the last one, but I did Tari Rishon, since when the Mishnah used the term Rishon in the ratio when we said Hutta Rishon, Hutta Kulon, which is Dafka, the first person, meaning Dafka, if Reuven went to Bezdin and was Mata his Naziris, then it breaks apart the entire chain, and no one further down in the chain would be a Nazir because they were Matfis and they made the Naziris Toloi in Reuven's Naziris. And that's why in the Sefer we also use the term Achrain to be more symmetrical with the Reisha. And Rishash points out that of course the Gemara wouldn't say a Lashon Achrain if it could be confusing, but since we find the Lashon Achrain that's used in other cases where it doesn't mean the last, but it means anyone that's after the first, therefore we could use it over here in that vein as well. And where do we find this? We find this in Pasch Vayishlach Perek Lam Megimel Pasuk Beis, where it says Vayosel Meshvachas Vesialdein Rishena Vesileya Bilodeh Acharenim Vesrachel Vesyosef Acharenim. So you see that even though Leah and her children were not last, it still uses the Lashon Acharenim, even though it just means that they weren't first and they were after the Shvachas and their children. And the Lashon Acharen is almost like we say the later one, and it could refer to anyone that's after the first. And finally, the Gemara brings a Raya from a Brisa that will stick. Tashma, we learned to the Brisa, the Tani Beheda, as we have in the first Brisa that states Hutta Rishon Hutta Kulan, that if Reuven goes to Bezin's Matan Eda, then not only is his Naziris Batal, all those beneath him in the the chain would also be batal. Huta achrein, if the last person in the chain is mevatal their naziris and they go to bezin and a matan neda, then a achrein muta v'kulan asurin, then only the last one would be considered that he has a valid atar zedarim, but the other ones would still have a valid naziris and they would still have to keep their naziris. And of course, at this point, we couldn't bring a raya because we explained huta achrein does not mean the last one. It just means anyone after the first one and anyone that wasn't Reuven. However, the Brisa continues and specifically says huta emsoi, that if one of the people that made the kabbalas naziris in the middle goes to bezin's matar den naziris, he menel matar muta, that anyone beneath them in the chain would be considered that they have a valid hataras naziris as they're dependent on that person's naziris. And for example, if Reuven said Areini Nazir and then Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda all said Vani, and Shimon afterwards went to bezin and it was matar his naziris, then since Shimon's naziris is batal, so Levi, who was dependent on Shimon, because when Levi said Vani, he was saying, I want to be a Nazir just like Shimon, and since Shimon is no longer a Nazir, therefore Levi is not a Nazir, and Yehuda is dependent on Levi, and since at this point Levi is not a Nazir, so Yehuda would not be a Nazir either. However, certainly Reuven would be a Nazir, as Reuven's Naziris was not dependent on Shimon's Naziris, and as the Brisa states, he meant Olamai La'asa, from Shimon and upwards in the chain, that person would be Chayiv to keep his Naziris, and as we mentioned, Reuven would be Chayiv to keep his Naziris. And the Gemara therefore says, Shema Mino, Chad B'chavrin Matfis, Shema Mino, we see from here that each person that subsequently says Vani is Matfis, their Kabbalas Naziris was dependent on the prior person directly above them's Kabbalas Naziris, and that's why even though Shimon was Matfis Naziris, then it would affect Levi and Yehuda as well. However, if we would say that everyone's Kabbalas Naziris was dependent on Reuven, then L'chariah, by Shimon being Matfis Naziris, it would not have any effect on Levi and Yehuda's Naziris, and therefore we have a Raya, the Chad B'chavrin Matfis, Shema Mino, and L'chariah at this point, we see that the Gemara is coming out, not like Rish Lakish and not like Rabbi Yehuda Nesiah that we learned on Daf Chafa Mabez. However, the Shita Mekubetza states that even according to Maskon Sagamara, where we said Shema Mino, Chad B'chavrin Matfis, Shema Mino, that Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yehuda Nesiah's Machlekes could still be valid. And then Machlekes now would be that, of course, when Shimon says Vani, he has to be B'techri Diba of Reuven's Kabbalas Naziris, of when Reuven said Hareini Nazir, and when Levi subsequently said Vani, and he was Mekabal Naziris based on Shimon's Naziris, so then he had to say Vani, B'techri Diba of when Shimon said Vani, and the Machlekes between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yehuda Nesiah would still be relevant, as Rish Lakish would say that the only time that Levi could say Vani is only B'techri Diba of when Shimon said Vani, and that is defined as a period when Levi said Vani, and it did not yet pass the time when someone was giving Shalom to the Rebbe, and they said Shalom Alecha Rebbe. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda Nesiah, you would have an extra moment, and you'd have until a moment after the person would say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, and therefore the machlekes between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yehuda Nesiah is still relevant. And the Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah: Hareini Nazir. If Reuven says, "I am a Nazir," v'shamer chaver v'oma pi kaviv, and Shimon heard, and he said, "My mouth should be like his mouth," v'sayri kisayroi, and my hair should be like his hair, then the din is that Shimon becomes a Nazir. And the Gemara is bothered: Mishum de'oma pi kaviv v'sayri kisayroi havi Nazir. Is it true that if Reuven says, "My mouth should be like his mouth, and my hair should be like his hair," you're a Nazir? And we continue on daf chaf alvam beis verminu. The Gemara asks a question from a brisa. The brisa says, if Reuven says yadi nazira, my hand should be a nazir, viragli nazira, or my foot should be a nazir, loya maklum, that's not a valid kabbalas naziris. And the brisa continues, roishi nazira, if Reuven says my head should be a nazir, or kfeidi nazira, my liver should be a nazir, harez a nazir, in that case you are considered a nazir. And the brisa continues and explains the chiluk between the case of yadi nazira and ragli nazira, where you're not a nazir, and roishi nazira and kfeidi nazira, where you are a nazir. Zeaklal, this is the general rule. Davish and neshama tuli by, if Reuven was matfis his naziris in something that the neshama is tuli in, harez a nazir, then you're considered a nazir. However, if you matfis your neder in a davish in a neshama tuli by, for example, your hand or your foot, then you're not considered a nazir. And therefore, the Gemara questions the Mishnah, the lechera, how can you say that if Reuven says my piv should be a nazir, or he says my hair should be a nazir, then the din is that he's a nazir, if lechera that's not an avish and neshama tuli by, and as the Mefarer says, the guy is l'seir, if you cut off your hair, or you cut off your lip, you're not going to die, and therefore it's only considered that you're mekabel naziris on that eber, and that is not a valid kabbal naziris. Masha inkin, when you're mekabel naziris on an eber and a shama tluya by, so then we look at it as if you said that my entire body should be a nazir, and of course that's a valid kabbal naziris. And the Gemara answers, Amr Rabbi Yehuda states that ina chanami, if a person just says out of the blue, my mouth should be a nazir, or my hair should be a nazir, then vaday, he's not considered a nazir. However, the case of our Mishnah is where Reuven actually said Areini Nazir, and Shimon heard that he said, I want to be a Nazir, and then Shimon said, Pi Kepiv, my mouth should be like his mouth. So therefore, the Amahachi, it's almost as if he said, Ya asapi kipib miyayin, that my mouth should be like Reuven's mouth and be gay wine, and I can't drink wine just like he can't because I want to be a nazir. The sairi kisairi, and since I heard him saying hareni nazir, and I said my hair should be like his hair, as if he said my hair should be like his hair, mi logos, that I can't cut my hair and I want to be a nazir. Taisus points out lefi ze inachanami, if Reuven said hareni nazir and then Shimon said yadi ki yadai, then the din would also be that we would touch up and we would explain that my hand should be like his hand and I can't be tamei to mesim. And the same would apply if Reuven said hareni nazir and then Shimon said ragli ki ragloi, that we would also say my foot is like his foot, and just like he can't go into basic forest, I can't go into basic forest either because I want to be a nazir. And even though it's an ibush she'in asher matluyibai, his nazirus would be chal. And Taisus also points out that afilu Rab Shimon da amal el, that even according to Rab Shimon that we saw in the Gimel and Beis that said achi yazim kulan, that when a person makes himself a nazir, he has to say I want to be nazir. And if he says hareni nazir only from yayin, that would not be considered a valid kabbalas nazirus. However, hacha meida, but here he'd be meida the lagar miyadis, as this is not worse than a person having a yad for nazirus. And in that case, he's not saying that I want to be a nazir only from wine. What he's saying in this case is that I want to be a nazir just like Reuven, and therefore my mouth should be just like his mouth, and I should be also to drink wine, just like in the case where Reuven said hareni misalsel, that I want to be a person that could curl his hair, and it's a valid kabbalas nazirus, and it's a valid yad for nazirus. And we don't say that what you meant to say is that I only want to be mekabel on myself in his ears, that I can't cut my hair, but I'm not being mekabel any other part of his ears. We explain that he means to say, I want to be a nazir, and therefore I'll be able to twirl my hair. And we explain the Gemara based on Taisus, who does not say, Shimon actually said these words that Rabbi Yehuda stated, Yasapil, Yikipiv miyayin, or Sairi Kisairi milogos, but he actually just said, Pi Kipiv, or Sairi Kisairi, and that is enough. However, Ayin in the Rush, as well as other Rishonim, who explained that Rabbi Yehuda is actually saying that the case of the Mishnah was, Shimon actually said, Yasapi Kipiv miyayin, and Sairi Kisairi milogos, and only in that case where he actually specified that he's talking about yayin, and he specified he's talking about cutting his hair, then we would say it would be valid kabbalas nazirus. But if he only said pi kipiv or sairi kisairi, even though he just heard Reuven said hareni nazir, it would still not be a valid kabbalas nazirus ayin sham. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah hareni nazira, if Rachel said I am a nazir b'shama baila, and her husband Reuven heard v'amah bani, and he said me too, I want to be like you, eini yachal hafer, then Reuven cannot be mefer the nazirus of Rachel. And when we learned the Mishnah, we already spoke out this piece of the Gemara, and the Gemara asked the Shaila, Ibailu, we have a following the Shaila. Of course, when Reuven goes to a Chacham and he goes to Bezin to be Matiz Neder, then there is no question that when Bezin or a Yachid Mumcha is Matiz Neder, it's considered Akir Lamafreya, and it's considered as if Reuven never made this Neder, and there was no Chalais of Naziris at all. And although in Mesechus Nedarim, we always learned that when a husband is Mefer his wife's Nedarim, it definitely is not considered Akir Lamafreya, and it's only Mikana Labba. However, our Gemara actually has a Shaila and asks this question, Baal Miaka Akka, or Dilma Megas Gaias, do we say that when a husband is made for his wife's Naziris, it's considered a Kira Lemafreya, and it's considered that she was not a Nazir at all, or Dilma Megas Gaias, or do we say that it only breaks her Naziris, Mikan Labba, but originally she was considered a Nazira? And the Gemara Mesechus Nedarim actually compares the Din of the Nazir to the Din of the Darim, as the Pasuk and Nasir bin Agi Nazir states, Isha Isha Ki Yafli Linda Neda Nazir Lahazal Hashem, and therefore just like bin Agi Nedarim, there's a Din of Hafaras Nedarim, also bin Agi Nazirus, there's a din that a husband could be made for his wife's Nedarim. The Gemara continues, on the Mai Nafkamina, what would be the Nafkamina? Now, of course, as we shall point out, there would be a very simple Nafkamina in a case where Rachel was mekabel herself to be a Nazira, and then after 15 days, her husband was made for her Nazirus, but prior to that point, she already drank wine, or was metamal mesim, or cut her hair. The question is, was she over Nazirus or not? If you would say, Me'aka Aka, so therefore, she was never a Nazira, and therefore, she was not over on any Nazirum. However, we say that her husband is only Megas Gaias, so then she was Ivan these Nazirim, and she was Ivan drinking wine and being Metamal Mesim and cutting her hair while she was in Nazira. However, the Gemara says, the Nafkamina is Laisha Shinadra bin Nazar, where Rachel made a Neder to be a Nazar, the Shamachav Rasa of Amar Vani, and a friend Leah heard that she was Mekabal Naziris, and she said, and I too, I also want to be a Nazir just like you, the Shamabaila shall we show you the Hafala, and then Reuven heard the Neder that his wife made that she wants to be a Nazira, and he was made for her Naziris. So, if you will say that's considered a kirul mafreya, so hahi nami ishtaria. So then, of course, Leah's naziris is also not a valid naziris, as lemaisa Leah was toila her naziris in Rachel's naziris, and since Rachel was never a nazira, as her husband was mevatel her neda lemafreya, and she was never a nazira, therefore Leah is also not a nazira. The amr megas gaias. However, if when Reuven was made for the naziris of his wife, 5, he actually only cut it off, but it wasn't considered akira l'mafreya. So then, iyishtarya chavras asira. So even though certainly Rachel's naziris is now considered batal, and it's no longer considered that she's a nazira, however, Leah's naziris is still chal, because at one point, Rachel was a nazira, and since Leah said, vani, that I also want to be a nazir, if you were a nazir, so l'maisa, she was a nazira, and therefore Leah will also be considered a nazira, and it's not considered batal. And the Gemara asks, my, what is the din? And the Gemara brings a raya from our Mishnah, Tashma, Harini Nazira. If Rachel said, I want to be a Nazira, Vishama Baila, and Reuben heard Va'ama Ba'ani, and Reuben said, I want to be like you, then Eini Yachal Hafer, then Reuben cannot be Mefer HaNaziris. And the Gemara's Havamina is that the reason why Reuben cannot be Mefer the Naziris of his wife is because if he's Mefer HaNaziris, then it'll come out that it'll be Mevatel his own Naziris, and there's an Issa of Layachal Devarei that Hu Eino Mechel Av Lachayim Mechel Loi, that the only way that you could be Mati your own Neder is only through Bezin, and not only can't a person go against their own Naziris, but a person cannot cause their Naziris to become Batel, and if you're going to be Mevatel your wife's Naziris, then it'll cause that your Naziris wasn't Chal either, and it'll be considered that you are Iva on Layachal Devarei. And based on this understanding, the Gemara now brings a Raya of Isak Kedaitr Baal Megas Gaius, if you will say that when a husband is Mefer the Naziris of his wife, it cuts it off Mikan Labot, but not Lamafreya, so Leifel Ishtai, let him go and be Mevatel and cut off his wife's Naziris by being Mefer her Naziris, and that will only be Mikan Labot, for Hulissa, and his Naziris would still be Chal, because Lamaisa, he said, Vani, I want to be like my wife, and my wife at one point was a Nazira, and therefore I still have to be a Nazira, even though I was made for my wife's Naziris. And therefore, El Lav, it must be that Shema Mina Baal Me'eka Oka, that when a husband is made for his wife's Naziris, it actually is an Akira L'mafreya, and that's why he can't be made for her Naziris, because once he's made for Naziris, it causes that his own Naziris, that he was Mekabal when he said Vani, will be Batal, and he'll be Iva on Layachal Devarei. The Gemara answers, Loi, that's not correct. Lo'ilam Megas Gaius, really, we could say, when a husband is made for his wife's Nedarim, is really Mekan Laba, or Vedino Dleifa La, and really, he should be able to be made for her Nedarim, and he should be able to be made for her Naziris, and he will not be Iva on the Issa of Layachal Devarei. Behind the time of Loi Masi Mefa, and the reason why the Mishnah stated that Reuven cannot be made for his wife's Naziris, not because it will work, and therefore will be Iva on the Issa of Layachal Devarei, but the opposite is true, Kivin the Amal Avani, by the fact that Reuven said that I also want to be like you, Kamanda Amal Kaim Lechidami, as if he acknowledged that his wife's a Nazira, and he's happy with her Kabbalah Naziris, and he was Mekayim her Naziris, and we know that if a husband is Mekayim his wife's Naziris, he can no longer be made for her Naziris, and that's why the Mishnah stated that Reuven cannot be made for her Naziris. If Reuven goes to a Bezdin, and he says that even though I said Vani, and I really at that point was Mekayim my wife's Naziris, but I really don't want her to be a Nazira, and I want to be Mevatel Mayakamal Mafreya, and if Bezdin finds a Pesach or Harata, then Bezdin will be able to be Mater that Akama, and therefore Reuven at this point will be able to be made for his wife's Nandarim, and even if he will be made for his wife's Naziris, it will not be made for his own Naziris, and he will not be Ivan Isa Loyachadvari, Viloi Loy Matsi Mefer, and he can't find any Pesach or Harata to be able to be Shoyl on his Akama, and he can't be Mater his Akama through Bezdin, then he will not be able to be made for his wife's Nandarim, since by Reuven saying the Lashon Vani, it's considered as if he was Mekayim HaNaziris. And the Gemara continues with the Raya from a Mishnah on Daf Chavdal and Alf Toshma, Ha'isha Shenodr B'Nazir, if Rachel makes a Neder that she wants to be a Nazir, V'Frishas Behemta, and then while she was a Nazira, so she went and she separated her behemoths, she separated her Eilah Shlom Menachatas that she will bring when she actually completes her Naziris period, and she was Tar, Da'akin Hafla Baila, and prior to the completion of Naziris period, her husband was made for her Naziris, and the Mishnah teaches us, Im Shloi Ha'isa Behema, if the behemoths were her husband's, Tetzi V'tir Be'ida, even though her husband gives the right to his wife to go and use behemoths for any chiyuvim that she has to bring kabbanis. However, now that it turns out that she didn't have a chiyuv to bring the kabbanis, so therefore it's considered hegdish betais, and therefore all the behemoths are not considered hegdish, and since all these behemoths are considered chulin, therefore they could go back into the corral and graze together with the rest of the behemoths that are chulin. However, if the animals that she separated were her own animals that she received as a gift, and someone made a tnai, I'm giving you this matana as long as your husband has no rights to these behemoths, and then it's considered hers, and she separated these behemoths for her kabbanis, then of course the oil and shlomo she could bring as an endeavor, and therefore she would bring those to the Beis HaMikdash. However, achatas tamos, the achatas would go to misa, and the Gemara asks, if we say that when a husband is made for the nedarim of his wife, it's considered akir l'mafreya, tepel chulin, then l'chira, even the achatas should be considered as if it's chulin, because we should say that's considered hegdish betois, and it's not considered hegdish at all. El lav shmamina, baal megas gaiz. So it must be that when a husband is made for his wife's adarim, it is only batal mikan laba. And therefore, since at the time that she was mafresh these karbanites, she was a nazira, therefore heglish was chal on this carbon, and that's why it makes sense that the chatas would go to misa. The Gemara continues, really, I could tell you when a husband's mafresh his wife's adarim, it's considered akil mafreya. Behind the time, and the reason why the chatas goes to misa, kivan the tzricha kapara, that since when a woman is mekabel and self naziris, and she holds herself back from drinking wine, and like Rabbi Elazar Kappa said, that a nazir is considered chayte ashesia atzma menayayin, and even though in this case there is no shaychus to naziris, her husband was made for her naziris l'mafreya, but even so, when she was mafresh her carbon chatas, it is still considered a valid afrasha, and it's considered kechatas shemesu balea, just like a carbon chatas that someone was mafresh, and then that person died, and therefore they no longer need a kapara, and no one could bring their chatas for them based on halacha l'mishum Sinai, and this is one of the chomish chatas hamesis. So over here also, once this woman doesn't need any kapara, as her husband was made for her neder l'mafreya, therefore this animal is also considered like a chatas shemesu balea. The Gemiri, and we have a halacha l'mishum Sinai, the chatas shemesu balea tamos, that the din is if you have a chatas that the owner dies, the din is that that animal goes l'misa. And once again, the Gemara doesn't have a raya, and the Gemara continues, tashma, I'll bring your raya from our next Mishnah on daf chav gimel menalv, where the Mishnah states, ha'isha shenadru menazir, if Rachel accepts upon herself to be nazira, and she drank wine and metamal mesim, and she became tamid to mesim, harezu sefekas ezabayim, so she was even an issa, and therefore she'll get malchus. Hechidami, the Gemara now asks, what is the case of the Mishnah? As ilema delay hefela bayil, if it's a case where the husband was not made for her neda, tzrich lemeimer, then of course there's no chiddush in the Mishnah, as of course if a woman was makabal and self naziris, and she was even naziris and drank wine and was metamal mesim, so certainly she'll be chayim malchus abayim, and elu pshita the hefela bayil, it must be that the Mishnah is talking about a case where her husband was made for her naziris, and even so she will get malchus. And if you will say when a husband is made for his wife's nedarim, it's considered a kiyur l'mafreya, a ma'isa fekes abayim, so then it comes out she was never either on an issa of being a nazira, as once her husband was made for her nedarim, then it's megal milsa l'mafreya, that at that point she was not a nazira, and therefore she wasn't either on any issa, and she wouldn't be chayim malchus. So it must be that when a husband is made for his wife's nedarim, it's only considered a hafar mikan rabah, and therefore, since at the time when she drank wine or she was metamal mesim, she wasn't a zira, therefore she'll be chayim malchus. And the Gemara continues and says, this is also not a raya, because lo ilum imel chabal me'aka aka. Really, I will tell you that if her husband is made for his wife's nedarim, it's considered a kir l'mafreya, and therefore Rachel would definitely not receive malchus if she drank wine or was metamal mesim, as long as at some point her husband was made for nedarim, as the hafar will happen l'mafreya. And in Echanami, when the Mishnah stated, Isha shenadru benazav, I used to is talking about a case where a husband is not made for her nedarim, and of course there is no chiddush in the ratio of Mishnah. However, mishum d'ktani sefer, because in the sefer of the Mishnah over there we state heifel abayil of hila yada, if her husband was made for her naziris and she did not know and with the intent to be over on naziris she drank wine or was metamal mesim, that the din is enus efekes abayim, that she does not receive malchus since her husband was made for her nedarim. However, Rabbi Huda in the Mishnah states that she would still get malchus madis, and therefore there is a chiddush in the sefer of the Mishnah. And we continue on the chaf beis amrav tananam reisha sefekas, and that's why in the reisha we also give you the standard din that if a woman is in a zira and she drinks wine bemezid or she is metamal mesim bemezid and her husband at some point is not made for her naziris, then the din is that she would receive malchus midiraisa. And even though there is no chiddush, we stead the reisha atu the sefer. And once again, the Gemara doesn't have raya to either side of the shaila. Is the din of Hafar Sadarim that it's considered Miyaka Ka'aka, or is it considered Megig's guys? And Taisus Bavim, Taima, my area hateful of Acha Chaisa Shaisa. Why did the Sefer of the Mishnah discuss a case where a husband was made for Hanaziris and only afterwards she drank it, not knowing that a husband was already made for Hanaziris? If Lachariya could be even a greater Chadish, Lashmin and Shasav and Itma, Ba'aka and Hefala, that the case would be where Rachel actually drank wine or was Metamil Mesim while she was definitely considered Nazira, as at the point her husband was not even made for her nedarim yet, and only afterwards was he made for her naziris, the enes efekes, and still the chacham say that you're not going to get malchus because we hold me'aka ka'aka. And Taisus responds that enes chanami, according to chacham, that would be a greater chiddush, but v'yishleima, the mishum Rabbi Huda nakat hachi. But the chiddush is l'fi Rabbi Huda, that filo behefa, even though her husband was already made for her naziris, and therefore she's no longer considered a nazira, v'akin shasa, and afterwards she drinks, and she didn't know that her husband was made for her naziris, so efekes makas madras, that she would still receive Marcus Madis read Rabbanon. I forgot to cry. Hey, for Kivin Lissur and Skavna, that she since Yilamaisa was in Skavala Issa, therefore we'll give him Makas Madras and we will stop over here.